caused a lot of traffic safety measures that had to be solved, you know. So the actual patrol car is scouting about on that national road. And people need to be aware, as much as they're a patrol car that's marked, there's also cars that are unmarked, which are helping to curb the speed on that national primary road.
And undoubtedly, the presence of a patrol car there would deter other types of crime from happening too, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it does. And unfortunately, we've had a spate of burglaries there from Bridgend right up to Lifford. Thankfully, nobody was seriously hurt at this time. But she has also given a commitment that she's going to solve those burglaries, because there is a definite line of inquiry going on there. But she also stressed the need for people to start be more, as the man said, be more vigilant in the in locking their own house, etc. You know, so people need to be aware of the burglaries still happening within the Greater South Innes Shield.
In terms of Maharabeg National School, there have been ongoing safety concerns at that school. Even a protest took place there a number of years ago, but it does seem to be a reoccurring issue nonetheless.
Yeah, it's the location of the school and the speed of the road is the problem. We are looking at putting a car park up there that might take all of the traffic off the road, anybody that's going to the school. It might help. But again, it's driver behaviour. The vehicles need to slow down. That's the bottom line.